Feeling better?
No. Let's do it. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for November 29th, 2009. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother, Hedge Guy.
Hello.
Hey. Just us two again. This is the third time in a row. It's just been us two.
Well, we've been on this fit of weirdly scheduled times that we just don't have enough time to plan ahead.
We had a combo of holiday and illness this week. But here we are, so don't worry. We got everything under control. We're going to start with the news, then we'll go on to the quiz. And we'll talk about our week in gaming. We'll let's go topical before.
Yeah.
Let's go topical. Then we'll do our week in gaming. Then we'll talk about the weekly game releases. This is a fantastic start. And then we'll wrap up the show probably. Why don't you get going?
Okay. First news is the details of the Star Trek Online open beta. It'll run January 12th to the 26th. They'll be handing out a limited number of keys from the official website. So get on that.
The game comes out in February, right?
Right. And I imagine if you pre-order it, you'll get in the beta as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do.
And so. I'm pretty sure you'll be pre-ordering it.
So. Right, exactly.
The latest PSP firmware put on the comic book reader, but there's no comics yet. But there are some codes you can procure from various sites on the internet for some free comics. I know I used Joystick had a code for a Star Trek comic set in the fourth year of the original series that never happened on TV.
Oh, man.
I know there's like a... The
fourth year of the five-year mission?
Yes.
Oh.
There is a Transformers comic you can get, and I think there's a different one in Europe. It's actually, I gotta say, the comic book reader's kind of neat. Works well. I just don't read comics, really.
Well, yeah. I do like comics, though. Right. So if this works well, I might be into it.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't get one on Black Friday, you might still be able to get one of the limited bundle DSIs that had a bunch of WiiWare games packed in with them. I know there's like a Mario one and a Brain Age one. But they might still be out there, so if you can find one, go get it. Okay, they've announced the final two classes for the Old Republic. It's the Jedi Counselor and the Sith Inquisitor. They're kind of like more force-based and less lightsaber-based, like support classes.
Okay. So what are all the classes then?
Oh, boy. On the Republic side, you have Jedi, Knight, Jedi, Counselor, Rogue.
Just Rogue?
Or what's it? No, is that what it's called? The Han Solo character, whatever it is.
Smuggler?
Smuggler, that's it. And I think Commando, kind of the Sith side, Sith Warrior, Sith Inquisitor, Agent. And Commando or Imperial Guard or I forget.
That doesn't seem like a whole lot of classes to me. That's really only four.
They're not carbon copies of each
Are
other.
Are you sure?
Side. Yeah.
Like I'm sure they might.
No, like the Jedi
abilities.
Counselor is more like it's more like friendly buffs, where the Inquisitor, from what I understand, is more like.
They can't be that
offensive. No. It's almost like the difference between a priest.
No, I don't believe you.
Yeah, it's like the difference between a priest and a warlock.
Yeah, except the game would be broken if only one faction can have priests and the other one can only have
warlocks. Well, they're not like healers. It's not quite as clean cut. They made a very big point of saying they're not making the very typical tank DPS. Like, every class has their mix of abilities.
Yeah, well, good luck with that then.
Yeah.
Wait, really, they're not?
Yeah.
That'll never work.
Why not?
Because it hasn't.
If anyone's going to do it,
it's BioWare. If anyone's going to do it, it's BioWare because they're awesome. I love BioWare.
You like them?
I like their one game. Look, here's the thing. So many people, you get like this, for whatever reason, get this bizarre loyalty to companies.
If a company has
sickening.
Yet to screw up, I give them the benefit of the
sickening.
Doubt until they do, okay?
Why?
Why not?
Because we're supposed to scrutinize them. We're not supposed to just be their loyal fanboys and bow like, oh, it's going to be awesome. We're not fanboys.
I'm saying I think it'll work. We'll wait and see. I'm not like... Friggin' licking their feet or anything.
Oh my god.
You know,
even Star Trek Online. Star Trek Online, at least the classes, there's basically break down.
How much have you read about this game?
DPS and support.
How much have you read about Knights of the Old Republic, or the Old Republic.
I mean, what? I'm just responding to what you told me. What
okay,
what
look, I'm doing a
true?
Bad job explaining it, all right? I don't know every intricate detail, but I know more about it than you do, and I'm telling you from what I've read, I think it'll work. I don't know that much about Star Trek Online, but I trust everything you've told me about it.
I don't know that much about it. I don't sit around reading the design.
Well, you know
box.
More than I do. You know the classes and the story elements to it.
Four classes is not a lot of classes.
Yeah, exactly.
World of Warcraft launched with what? Give me a second here. There's Rogue, Warrior, Paladin, Hunter,
Shaman, Priest, Mage.
Shaman, Priest, Mage, Warlock, and
I said eight.
Yeah, that's twice as many.
That's the same
number. That's the same number because these aren't clones. Except you can only pick four. I don't know, whatever. They'll just get mad at me again.
Yep. Speaking of getting mad, Blizzard has announced that Diablo 3 is not going to make 2010. It may not even make 2011.
Well, I mean, it might have been silly of us to think that they were going to release Diablo 3 and StarCraft 2 in the same year, I guess.
But why did they announce this game 2 years ago?
They always announce their games way
it's
too
so
freaking early.
It's so stupid. Especially, I could see if they announced it 2 years ago and it looked really rough. It looked like it was done
well,
then.
So did, I mean, same thing with StarCraft 2. That looked like it was almost ready to go. Like, I don't understand why these games are really that difficult to make. Like, you figure at this point Blizzard must have almost endless resources.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why Diablo 3 should be a 6-year endeavor.
Right. This is interesting. So, there's a rumor that Square Enix is saying Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep may not be digitally released on the PlayStation Network.
Oh, that's one of their big releases, so good luck with that. That's just dumb.
The PSP Go keeps looking better and better.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Super Street Fighter 4 has 3 new characters announced. Cody and Guy from Final Fight, and Adon from Street Fighter Alpha.
I liked Final Fight.
Me too.
So, that's good.
Continuing the Square Enix talk, it's been confirmed that they are doing the cinematics for Deus Ex 3, now that, you know, they own Eidos. I just have this horror story in my head where, like, you're going to be playing the game, everyone's going to look like, you know, Deus Ex characters, and these cinematics are going to have long, flowing hair and
I'm sure
look androgynous.
I mean, this isn't, look, if maybe 10 years ago this would have been a big deal. Square Enix is a CGI studio. It's pretty, it's good, but I mean, people can match that these days. Right. It's not.
So after some videos leaked, EA went ahead and announced Mercs Incorporated, which was being developed by Pandemic and has moved on to the EA LA studio, still under the Pandemic name, even though the studio no longer exists. I guess it's kind of like a more multiplayer-focused version of Mercenaries.
I thought Mercenaries was always kind of, at least the last one was pretty multiplayer.
No, it's always got like a co-op element to it, okay. This last one. I don't know. I watched the video. It looks okay, but...
It looks like Mercs.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. This is interesting, actually. They've announced a co-op patch is coming to LEGO Indiana Jones 2 to play online.
That wasn't there?
No, none of the LEGO games ever had online play. It's weird that this one's going to get it patched in. I mean, this one's pretty good, the way it does like the split-screen thing. It's kind of like Toe Jam and Earl 3. Or
Toe
even,
Jam and Earl 3? Who played that?
Or even like Bionic Commando Rearmed, the way the split-screen worked, where not only did it split when you got far away from each other, but the screen's oriented relatively to where you were from each other. So it'll either split vertically or horizontally or switch sides if you go around each other.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Band has released its 1,000th piece of DLC.
1,000th song, you mean?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of songs.
There's a Puzzle Quest sequel coming. Screenshots from GamePro. I just wanted to say that because I like Puzzle Quest a lot.
The Plague of the Dungeon Lords or whatever
that's
the hell.
That's just called Puzzle Quest 2 right now.
It was in, what, GamePro?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks... I saw the picture. It looks a lot like Puzzle Quest, mm-hmm. except with like some new puzzle piece.
Yeah, we don't know what it does.
I like Puzzle Quest.
Mm-hmm. Little Big Planet is finally getting patched with the promised online level creation. Because, you know, like you could create with 2 people, but only locally. Now you could do it online.
Oh, that's what this
is. So, okay. They've been talking about that for a long time.
Yeah, I was wondering if this was like the PSP Little Big Planet or something.
No, this is for the PS3 one. So this kind of sucks for our European friends. The BBC iPlayer was supposed to be coming to the Xbox 360, but it's put it on definite hold. BBC has issue with the fact that Microsoft only planned on offering it to paying gold subscribers.
Why would Microsoft just not put it for everyone then? Isn't there enough incentive for gold at this point?
I don't know. I mean, Netflix is gold only, Facebook and Twitter are, LastFM is
what do you have to even get for silver? Demos?
You're 2 weeks later, you get your gamer card, your online identity, and achievement tracking and all that.
Okay. Anyways.
And finally, this is just kind of amusing. So if you got the PS3 version of the Dragon Age Collector's Edition, odds are you can't access the included soundtrack. They very wisely decided to, you know, since it's a Blu-ray, we could put everything on one disc instead of two. So they just put the soundtrack MP3s on the Blu-ray. But unless you have a computer with a Blu-ray drive, you can't get to them because the PS3 won't read them.
Now, so, whose fault was that?
Q&A, I'd say. That's kind of a big blunder to miss. And, of course, you think, like, you know, EA be like, oh, sorry, you know, here, we'll issue a download code. They're like, they haven't come up with a response yet. So I'd say if you got the PS3 Dragon Age Collector Edition, you can't get your music, just go ahead and download it somewhere. It's okay.
Right. They have to do something eventually.
Yeah.
Seems like a big problem.
Like I said, you think, it goes back to that whole thing. Did they not use this stuff when they make it?
Right. All right.
All right. Here's ask me questions. Time.
First question. In what year was the original Final Fight released in arcades?
Oh, God. 1987.
1989.
Oh, man.
Besides Cody and Guy, who was the other playable character in Final Fight?
Oh, he's the mayor. What's his name? Ah. Oh, God, I'm going to hate myself when I hear this answer. What is it?
Hagger.
Ah!
What was the name of the last Final Fight game?
Final Fight Zero? Am I making that up?
Final Fight Streetwise.
Yeah.
At least for, like, PS2 and Xbox.
Okay.
Star Trek Online takes place how many years after the events of the film Nemesis?
200?
200?
I don't know.
30.
Damn it.
God, okay. Super Metroid primarily takes place on what planet?
Zeebs?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay, you got one right.
Yeah, not one of my better showings.
Bonus question.
Here.
How many years were there between the releases of Super Metroid and Metroid Fusion?
Actual years, like in our timeline?
Yes, our timeline. 200?
Super Metroid came out in 94. Fusion came out in, like, 2004, so 10 years?
We just came out 2002.
Ah.
So 8 years.
Dang it.
Yeah, not one of your better showings. But we'll move on now.
Okay.
So time to let go Topigo.
Okay.
Let go Topigo.
Topigo.
All right, I got five things here we'll discuss. Mm-hmm. First off, 2Q Men has been the biggest disappointment of this generation.
Hmm. I'm trying to think of anything that's been more disappointing.
Keep in mind this game's been in development for
a very long time, yes.
Here was another studio that did no wrong for a while. See, that's why you can't let them up, because then they're going to make it too human someday. He just merely shrugs and ignores what I say.
I'm trying to think of anything else that disappointed me more.
I mean, Hellgate London, I guess, but that's like...
Yeah!
That was a PC thing.
Yeah, but still... I don't know.
I think people were expecting more from Too Human, really.
Both games are pretty equal, because they both, like, I liked each of the demos very much so, and then the actual games came out, and Hellgate London I bought, Too Human I held off on, thank God, and they both ended up kind of
sucking.
I think
we had it reserved.
Yeah,
we were,
did.
Like, ready.
I was all ready to go, and then everyone's like, don't buy it. I was like, oh, okay.
We were all, I mean, Too Human, that was supposed to be a big deal.
Right.
I mean, I think it cost Microsoft, like...
Yeah, you know what, and here's the thing, too, you know what I will say to this point, because the underlying game's not that bad. I think that was a game that was killed by its interface. It had the worst interface for a loot game you could imagine. Uh-huh. You had to, like, navigate through three menus just to get to your inventory. Every time you picked something up, it took forever to find it. Plus, it did that thing where every time you hit the pause menu, it was, like, completely outside of the game. Like, it was a completely new screen. The music stopped. Like, It wasn't very seamless. So, you know what? Yeah, I'll go with Too Human as the most disappointing game so far.
I think it was, like, an $80 million game just for Microsoft.
Yeah.
So, it's not counting all the development. And, like, granted, like, in its entire development time, I'm sure there was a period of time where they just stopped development to make Eternal Darkness and Twin Snakes.
Right.
But still, I mean, yeah, there's all that. And, you know, then they got so high and mighty, like, it's going to be a trilogy. We're going to make three of them. Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
There's an interesting question. Do you think we'll see a Too Human 2?
No. Dyack was opening his mouth again this week. I didn't report in the news, but I guess, like, because of all these studio closures that now make Silicon Knights one of the oldest tenured studios or something. It's like,
that's just a lie.
That's great.
No, it's a bold-faced lie. They're not that old.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people still around. A lot of these companies that have been, like, shutting down are not, like, very old companies either.
Right.
Pandemic, how long have they been around for?
Right.
Was their first game Battlefront?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd they do? All right, next one. Despite all of the delays, the 2009 holiday season was still a good one for gaming.
Oh, it was an awesome season. Are you kidding me? I've never beaten so many games in such a short amount of time. I don't think ever. And not because, like, they were short games or anything, because I really like them and I play them all to completion. And I mean, I'm personally glad that, like, BioShock what else, like Splinter Cell and all this stuff got delayed, because quite frankly, I don't have enough time to play everything. Right. There's been way too many good games this year. It's great. I think this is, like, the exact right amount. I didn't feel completely overwhelmed by all the good games that came out. I was able to get the ones I really wanted. I played through the ones I really wanted to. I think this was, like, a perfect holiday season. It wasn't, like, super, like, not, like, Super Bowl, what's the word I want here? I mean, it's not, like, the best holiday season on record, like some of the ones in the past have been that we talked about. But, I mean, I think this is just a very strong, solid, well-done holiday season.
Yeah, it may not be like 2007 where you had Mario Galaxy and Uncharted 1, BioShock, right. Modern Warfare 2, I think even the Orange Box.
I mean, it was a season where we had the expected good games, things like Modern Warfare and Uncharted and stuff. But then, you know, we also had some really nice surprises. I mean, Batman that kind of kicked off this fall season.
A little bit.
It was end of summer, beginning fall. You know, I mean, like, I didn't get into it yet, but yeah, Borderlands was a surprise. I mean, I thought it might be okay, but that was better than I thought. A lot of people really liked Demon's Soul. That kind of came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was a very good season.
I feel like I had a follow-up question before we went into something else.
Okay.
About that. Now I'm having a hard time, so why don't we just move on. Next one. Final Fantasy 13 will sell better on the PS3 than the 360 in America.
Yeah.
Still?
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's associated with the PlayStation thing. I mean, but granted, we said that a lot about Grand Theft Auto.
I never really bought that for Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it kind of is, kind of isn't. I don't know. I do think so. I think the whole Blu-ray thing will also be a draw for it. It's just going to depend, I think, on who does more marketing with it.
You think the fact that maybe RPG fans already own a 360 because of all the RPGs that have been on that system, will that be a factor?
Yeah, but you know what? Those people bought a PlayStation 3 waiting for the Final Fantasy game, I would think.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it'll sell better on the PS3 still. I plan on buying it on the PS3 still.
Right.
For some reason, I'm getting, like, Grand Theft Auto on 360. That wasn't that weird.
They all came to the Xbox eventually.
Final Fantasy 13 on the 360 still just kind of seems weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, I still don't really believe it.
Right.
Like, I know it's happening, but I still don't get a sense that it is.
Right.
If that makes any sense. Okay. We will never see another Warcraft RTS.
Probably not. Makes me sad.
Ever, you
Probably
think?
Not.
I mean, you know, maybe 20 years down the road.
Maybe. Not any time in the near future. Especially when it apparently takes them 6 years to make these games.
What about when... Well, what if the next MMO they make isn't just World of Warcraft 2, and then they need to do something with the Warcraft license? What's World of Warcraft?
I guess that's the one thing I could see that would make it happen.
Well, yeah. But I mean... I don't. What do you think their next MMO is? Is it Warcraft 2? World of Warcraft 2?
I kind of hope not. I'd like to see them try something new.
I feel like they could, but
what they'd need to do whenever they make their new MMO, they need to do like what Sony did, where you could pay, like, say $22 a month and be able to play both of them.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't really make sense to do World of Warcraft 2,
right? Because people
like,
will still
cut
be
off
playing
your own
out.
Audience, yeah. Right?
I mean, that's like what happened with like Ashran's Call 2. Mm-hmm. You know, Ashran's Call 2 died. Ashran's Call's still going.
Is it still going today?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds kind of weird.
Just celebrated its 10th anniversary.
I remember actually playing that one around the time it came out.
It was a good game.
God, it must be so old now.
I know.
Does it look much better now?
Not really. Remember you used to have to play that through the MS Gaming Zone.
I remember when I first played MMOs, I really didn't understand what was going on. I just kind of like walked around and was just like
completely overwhelmed.
Right. It was just like, oh, it's so big. It's,
yeah.
That's so
you
cool.
You should know what to do.
Yeah, I had no idea what was actually going on. All right, here's my last thing. You are warming up to Super Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, there we go. I mean, what? They've already announced six new characters.
Yeah.
And they're not done.
Yeah.
That's a lot of new characters.
Yeah.
That's a lot of content there already. Plus, there'll be new stages. Okay, I don't care.
You know, that's one thing that I gotta say to you. I don't see how you can be okay with Super Street Fighter 4 and not be okay with Left 4 Dead 2.
That's a $60 product, Left 4 Dead 2.
This is $40, and Left 4 Dead 2 has more new content.
Just because this doesn't call itself a sequel.
That's it?
Yeah. It's a big difference. This is a $40... This is a budget game. $40 for 360 is a budget game. Left 4 Dead 2 is not a budget game.
Okay.
What? You know what, Mr. Big Left 4 Dead 2 enthusiast? Where's your copy?
Yes, I don't have it yet.
Yeah,
I know.
That's right.
It's coming.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Just saying. I don't see holes in your argument. That's all.
There's no holes. Look, okay, I don't like Left 4 Dead 1 that much. If we want to get into it, okay? I just think Valve has better things they could be doing than their zombie thing. I don't understand everyone's fascinated with zombies. I think zombies are stupid.
Yeah, I think zombies are getting played out.
Yeah, zombies are... Yeah, I'm not a zombie guy. I think zombies are kind of stupid. And, like, so the thing with zombies that confuses me, like, I can't understand the difference between, like the real zombie-like stuff and the satire of it. Because it's virtually identical. Seriously, though. Like, what's the... I barely understand the difference between, like, Shaun of the Dead and, like, Night of the Living Dead. It's, like, the same thing. All right. We're kind of moving at a blistering pace here, aren't
we? Yeah, we really are. We're ripping through this. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's do our week in gaming. I beat Dragon Age really early in the week.
I beat it 2 days ago.
Yeah, you beat it recently. But I enjoyed the ending.
Yeah, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that fight was hard at the end.
I feel like I had a hard time with you because it sounds like you did it faster than
me. My only thing, well, you're telling me don't bring two melee guys. I don't know how I would have done without two melee guys.
Okay, now it's bullcrap. Why would you have needed two melee guys?
Because I needed the DPS.
You're probably because you had a crazy party that had like two tanks. Yeah.
Alistair's not wasn't a tank. He was my two-handed sword DPS guy.
Was he just getting knocked around the whole time? How were you healing both of them?
I had Wynn set to do it. She did it.
Yeah, okay. No, let's see. Stop. Okay.
Well, you just said I had an easier time with it. I wonder why.
Oh, shut up. Listen. You're supposed to have range DPS for the thing. You don't understand how it works.
I did. That's what Morgan was for.
Okay, but you're supposed to have more than one.
It worked. That's all I'm saying. Because, slight spoiler, I guess, about the final boss, but that's one of those things I didn't like this as much. Where you get it down to half health and then it's just like horde of enemies comes out. And it's like the hardest horde of bad guys you can imagine with those stupid shrieks. And, like, I'm using every friggin', aggro ability my character has. It didn't matter. Those things went right for win every time.
Right.
And it was so annoying. But the Archdemon itself really wasn't that hard.
How did you even chip away at its health when it was on that ledge and you couldn't reach it with your melee guys?
Huh?
How'd you even hurt it?
I didn't. I just killed off the horde and it came back.
No, it doesn't come back until you get its health down more.
No. Once
Yes!
Mike, I did it.
No! No.
What are you, did, I, your did
armor,
I lie?
Did you have a ranged army out? Was it attacking?
No, I was using the Redcliffe soldiers. Mike, I killed the
very... You're lying!
I killed the very last Darkspawn and then it flew back over. Literally.
What do you mean the last one? They respawn throughout the rest of the fight.
No, they stop for a
little
bit.
Then your game bugged. And that's the only reason you
Mike,
beat that.
It
no,
did that
bug,
three times.
Bug.
It did it three
no,
times.
No, bug.
What are you talking
bug.
About? Okay, everyone else bug. Has beaten this game. Please send me a message on Twitter to tell me that
this
is how it
works. The horde doesn't come.
Works.
You have to, once he gets a half health, he does that. Then you have to get him to a quarter health. Then he gets off and goes to the thing. I went through it like 500 times.
I killed off that horde. It came back. When I got it down to quarter health, more guys started coming out with it. And they were weak guys,
you
too.
You are lying. Now, I'm not. You can't go with them with two melee guys. They're going to... No!
It was
you did it wrong!
I did
Why
it
did you
fine.
Did it wrong and did it easier than me? I am so pissed off.
Who said I did it? Apparently I did it right.
No! I read things because I couldn't do it! And they told me not to do what you did! God. Well, you know what I mean? You know how hard that was for me? You can't just go in there doing it wrong and do it easier! Do you know what a tank is?
Yeah, me. And I was the tank. It was awesome.
You can't tank something. You can't take an... Listen. You can't take an enemy that has like an area of effect hit around it.
Well, no. I just had to make sure I stayed far enough away. I've had.
You can't stay far enough away when you're meleeing it!
Oh, that area effect thing. No, if you stay close enough and he does his fire blast, it goes over you.
No, it doesn't! does it? Doesn't matter because it like it whips around its whale, its tail, and everything.
Don't go
else.
Behind it. I had to keep everybody in front
you
of it.
You can't control everyone because the game doesn't let you control everyone.
No, you have
at once.
You have to turn off free movement. You get very finite control over your party. That's what I had
but
to do. It's the only time in the game I had to do that.
They won't attack anything unless you constantly remind them to.
No, they just if something dies, you have to assign to a new target. When it was just the archdemon, they're just, I set him to attack.
What the heck are you talking about? He didn't. He just came down when you killed all the darkspawn.
I did.
They
I killed
don't stop coming.
Yes,
you have to get its health down to 25%.
They came. They stopped.
Bug!
It took me 40 minutes to kill them all, but I did.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
Well, that's what I did.
That would have.
I didn't say it was easy.
It sounds pretty easy.
No, it wasn't.
Sounds a lot easier than what I had to do. God. Okay.
Oh, God.
What else you play?
Well, hang on. Let's talk a little bit more about
it. What do you want? I liked it a lot.
Yeah. I like the
only thing that bugged me
sweet.
Is that I can't. The only thing that bugs me, and you say this might not even be a case in the PC version, I can't stand you can't tell two people to move somewhere at the same time.
Yeah, that would have been a lot. The problem is, I mean, the archdemon has that ability. It's like an area of effect thing that, like, hurts you and heals Darkspawn.
Right.
And you have to, like, grab one person, walk him outside. Grab another, walk him outside. Wouldn't it be nice to say, everyone, get out of that thing.
For me, the one part, I had to get everyone to go to the one spot during one point, like move across the whole battlefield, and there's all those Darkspawn there, and I want, like, Wynn to go across. I don't want Wynn to go across by herself.
Right.
That
was the only fight where, like, the battle system seemed to limit me.
Now, see, like,
but I did.
Here's the thing, though.
I don't want to spoil things. I want to talk about things.
No, I'm done with the game, though. You know, I played it. I enjoyed it. I'm done. I don't need to do.
See, I'm ready to do.
Oh, by the way, I found about some real grade A bullshit on this thing. That Warden's Keep DLC gives you a chest you can store your items in.
Yeah, that's
that
nice.
Is some grade A bullshit.
I'm
that
glad
is
have
as
it.
Big a bullshit as I've ever heard in DLC.
Also,
that is worse than horse fucking armor. That because I went into my goddamn camp. I'm like, well, where's the box I can store things in? Clearly, I cannot just only carry things with me. Are you kidding me?
Well, you could sell them to the vendor and buy them.
Yeah,
back.
For like five times as much. Are you kidding? I mean, come on. That's DLC.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I mean, come on. Is it a joke?
No.
Come on. Because BioWare's so awesome, they never do anything wrong. Go to hell. Fuck you, BioWare.
What's also sweet is the armor you get in that DLC, if you sell it to the blacksmith you get at the end of that quest and then wait a little bit, he like reforges it in a dragon bone and it becomes the best armor in the game.
Here's what I don't get. So you say, you know, all the classes will have some sort of healing abilities in the Old Republic. How do the smugglers heal people?
I didn't say they all have healing abilities. I'm just saying they get a mix.
It's stupid. Look, that kind of exists. And WoW, too, if you're saying they have different spec trees. You don't understand how MMOs even work. That's the problem. You don't. You don't know what an MMO is.
Yes, I do.
You don't know what a DPS is.
Yes, I do.
You don't know what that means.
Yes, I do.
You have no idea. What's a pug?
Pickup group. I was in pugs before you
Police. Oh, police, you were in pugs. Yeah, I'm sure that epic adventure you had in Nomergon was really exciting.
Actually, it was, where was it?
What was I forget. It, was it what the one before? Was it the level 10 instance?
Wheeling Caverns, I
yeah.
believe.
Yeah, wow. Oh, that's right, it was the Horde thing. You didn't go to Nomergon. You were in the Horde because the Horde's better than Lions.
The player. We're monsters. We're not.
But we have souls. We're not bad guys.
They're not.
We're not bad guys, but we're evil, and we constantly say we want to kill the Alliance.
The Alliance
and
wants to kill the Horde.
Human pigs. Yeah, because they keep invading us.
It's because you guys won't leave us alone.
Oh, yeah. We won't leave you guys alone, like when you came in through the
I
dark.
I like how we're speaking in the first person yeah. about these two groups.
Look, you're not even allowed to speak for the Horde. You're barely a Horde member. You named your character like after one of their like main characters.
That was an accident.
Drekthar. You just came up with Drekthar.
I did. I just mashed the keyboard. That's how I always make my fantasy names.
Anywho. What else you play?
Madden Arcade. Now that we've got you good and angry, let's keep the streak going.
So you cheated!
I didn't
You cheated! We played Manorcade, it's a very simple game. I said, and you're like, look, you push those buttons to do what they say. Basically, the buttons will always tell you what to do, like the taco, or to do the short pass. I'm like, are there any more buttons, AJ?
No.
This
is not
true. Then the next... So then I lose 20 games in a row and basically almost die of a conniption. I throw my controller and everything.
The first time you're like, I just threw a controller.
And then the next day you say to someone else who's playing the game, oh, our trigger is the turbo button.
It's always the turbo
button. Well, what do you mean always?
I'm pretty sure.
How many football games have I looked like I played?
I'm pretty sure I told you that.
You didn't! If you had told me, I would have used it. No way.
That said, I like the game.
Yeah, it's fun. Oh, that's a great time.
I feel like they could have done more of those little game breaker things. I don't think they pop up often enough, too.
Which one's a game breaker?
The things. I don't know what they're actually game changers or something.
With the power ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess some of them are kind of useless, like molasses, the one that just slows down time.
It would have been cooler if it like slowed down everybody but you or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it is very good. I like it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. I like it.
I don't think, like, I mean, they were smart to release it Thanksgiving because it's definitely best played with, like, people on the couch with you.
Yeah, it is. I still want to play Modern Warfare 2.
You should do that.
I'm like the only person in the world not excited. I thought I might have got. I wasn't excited about that game. But I assumed I would just get excited like everyone else, but I never did.
You should play it.
Probably will.
I played more Assassin's Creed 2 this week, too.
We didn't get to play Mario because you forgot your Wiimote.
Sorry that you lost your Wiimotes.
Sorry that you stole my Wiimotes.
For the last time.
Sorry, no.
I have two just Wiimotes, like
stole,
they're both mine.
Just like you stole our Wavebirds. We had 20 Wavebirds at one point.
Look.
Listen. We had like 1,000 Wavebirds. And now I don't know where any of them are. We have one. We have one.
Mike, hey, where's our headphone splitter for our podcast?
Oh, at least the headphone splitter is the size of my thumb. I could lose that.
I'm just saying, Mike, things get lost down here very easily.
Oh, my God.
I think I can hardly be blamed for that. And I told you, I have two Wiimotes. I've accounted for both of them. What do you want from me?
Are we just going to start fighting now?
Yeah.
You know, put the mic down. Come on.
What's this?
Come on.
Put down your dukes.
Okay. All right, I'm calming down. Are we almost... Okay, what are we at? 32 minutes!
This is like the shortest podcast ever.
I feel like I've
ever.
Been yelling at you nonstop. So it would be entertaining, at least, I guess. I haven't played anything. I don't know what the... I haven't played anything. I just played...
Didn't you play the Uncharted pinball game on PSP?
Oh, man. That's right. I got the Uncharted pinball game, which is a good pinball game.
Yeah, it's pinball.
Yeah, it's very old school. It's got Uncharted themes to it, which makes it better than what a normal pinball game would be. It's no Kirby pinball or Pokemon pinball.
Ooh, Pokemon pinball is good.
Pokemon pinball is good. There don't seem to be too many cheap pinball devs, which is nice.
That's nice.
So on the same note, I got this game called it's called Castlevania Legacy or something like that.
I thought it was Judgment. No,
Judgment would be the fighting game that came out on the Wii.
Yeah, which one was this?
I think this is Castlevania Legacy.
Okay.
Anyways, it was a PSN, it was a PlayStation Classic on the PSN store. Essentially, it's kind of like, I guess it was released on the PlayStation. It's sort of a remake of the original Castlevania, but I guess it's different. Like the first level, anyway, seemed to be almost an exactly remake, but it gets more different from that. But it very much plays like an original Castlevania game, except it has like better 2D art. Like almost Symphony
Castlevania
of the
Chronicles.
So I gotta say, Castlevania Chronicles. Almost Symphony of the Night-ish quality. But, you know, if you like those older Castlevania games, like I was in the mood for them. I've been steadily playing like Super Castlevania 4 for the past like 2 years.
Yeah.
Like every like 2 months I like play another level.
Yeah, play
yeah, I think I'll beat that game eventually. But yeah, so that was fun. No, that was just another 2 minutes. That didn't help much.
A lot of Beatles Rock Band over the holiday.
Oh, we're not talking about that anymore. Don't worry. We're fine. All right.
I did just say that the Sgt. Pepper's DLC I forgot to talk about last time. Very fun.
See, at that point, you're just saying that Sgt. Pepper's is good music.
Well, yeah. I like Sgt. Peppers.
All right. What are these games that came out?
Okay. I said this already. On WiiWare, Bit Trip Void, Harvest Moon, My Little Shop.
What's Harvest Moon, My Little Shop?
No idea. Little Tournament Over Yonder.
Over yonder.
And Learning with the Pooyus, Episode 1.
Oh, I can't wait for Episode 2.
I know. On Virtual Console, they released the original Super Mario Kart.
Took long enough.
And they released the original A Boy and His Blob, Trouble on Blah Bologna.
So you don't need all these. You don't need all these older Super Mario Karts though. If you have Mario Kart DS.
True.
That's the one to have.
On DSi, some Game Loft game called Castle Magic. My notebook blue. I bet you we'll see red and black and purple and everything else released in the coming weeks. And the rest of the Electroplankton games have been released individually. Luminaros, Sun, Animacule, Lumaloop, Marine Crystals, and Varvoice.
Fantastic.
Yes. Xbox Live Arcade, Slot Madden Arcade, two Xbox Originals, Saints Row 2, and Lego Indiana Jones, the first one. PSN on the PS3, Gravity Crash, Diner Dash, and Madden Arcade for the PSP. Little Big Planet was released.
Oh, finally came out.
Yeah, they did this all on Tuesday, by the way. And Tekken 6, a couple PSP minis. You got Fortrix, Pinball Fantasies, Blast Off, Balloons, Cahoots, and Let's Golf. And a bunch of PS1 games, Command & Conquer, Dino Crisis, Real Fishing, Fighting Force, which was a great game, Backstreet Billiards, and International Track and Field. And two new games on Good Old Games, Blood Rain and UFO, Blood Rain 2 and UFO Aftermath.
Oh, Blood Rain. All right, here's the retail releases. Rogue Warrior for 360, PS3, and PC. What the hell is Rogue Warrior?
I've never heard of that.
I thought we were getting to the end of, like...
The last big thing to come out, I guess, would be that and Saboteur.
Sabs were kind of big, I guess. Didn't that studio get closed?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That was Pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Pandemic.
Pandemic.
Pandemic. James Cameron's Avatar, the game. PC, PS3, Wii, DS, and Xbox. Is there anything behind this game, or is it getting hyped for no reason?
People who've played it said, A, it looks really good. It uses the Far Cry 2 engine. Okay. And the marine portions, I guess, play very similarly to...
Marine portions. Is this going to be a lot like King Kong?
No. Like the marine part plays kind of like Lost Planet, and if you're one of the what are they called? The Na'vi.
One of the Smurfs.
Yeah, they're a little bit more of like action platformer kind of deal. Prince I don't know. People who've played it have had favorable impressions, and we'll see. This game does use 3D TVs if you happen to have one.
Right, Dirt 2 for PC, MX versus ATV, Reflex for 360, PS3, PSP, and DS. Seventh Dragon for Max. Might and Magic. Clash of Heroes for PS. Strike Force Red Cell for PCs. Elven Legacy.
Magic.
Magic is the subtitle, mine. It's Elven Legacy : Magic.
Well, that is PC. Their legacy.
I guess so. World of Zoo for DS. Lord of the Rings Online, Siege of Mirkwood. Expansion comes out for PCs. Rogue Trooper Quartz Zone Massacre for the Wii. Oh, man. Yoga for Wii. For Wii. And Dragon Master for DS. Probably nothing to do with that guy from the Triumph sketch in front of the Star Wars people.
That guy was sweet.
Yeah.
With his fish fillet.
Yes. Okay.
Let's see if we can get the 40. there have been some really good Steam sales, I should say, though, in the kind of Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
What does that
have
to do? That's in the past.
No, they're still going on. Okay. I don't know what today's sales are, but I did get Knights of the Republic for $2.50.
I'm gonna check my Facebook. You keep doing that.
It's kind of like added.
All right, we're done then. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Well, we have to get a guest on next week.
Yeah.
Next week should be back to normal.
Hopefully, yeah.
Wait. We'll have to record Thursday.
Yeah.
Because.
First Christmas in December is rapidly approaching.
Yeah, exactly. My birthday. So, anyways, thanks for listening, everybody. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or at squadronofshame.com. Also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
The who?
Bad, 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 bad.